You're now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
For the people that don't know about this, Star Advertiser is a newspaper, and a newspaper is a rare thing these days. So therefore, many people may not know what this may be. The voting for this, let's go right off the bat, is not online. It's if you read the newspaper. So every year, Star Advertiser doesn't have internet access, so you must vote in the paper. And the awards are dealt from this newspaper vote. So that's what you'll be looking at. Every year, we look at these things, and if you're hip to the game, if you're hip to what is going on around the town, and you're going to look at who wins these things, you're going to be like, all right. So thus, we cover this, and we cover why the winners are who they are. We're going to explain who's really voting for these things. I think you guys have an idea based off newspaper, and then when people have newspaper, they have coffee, and they're doing it somewhere in the morning. Senior coffee, you're getting the idea here. So let's get right to it. Hawaii's Best, Star Advertiser, special Saturday edition. Voted by you, quote unquote. So let's take a look and go down the line, shall we? Of the people voted by you, Sky Cameron will be joining me to give his analysis. He's our official food expert. He's an expert in a lot of things. I'm not going to say nerd. Best breakfast. Now, when you think of breakfast, going out to eat, well, back in the old days. And what is 2020 really supposed to be about? Okay, so like we've been on lockdown kind of since March. But we're still coming up with 2020 best of things. Despite all that's going on, we can't go over here. We can't go five people, four people, three people. We can't go pee anywhere. We can't have sex anywhere. But nope, we're still doing this. We're still doing the best of 2020. Like, this actually matters in the new world. But they did it. They got people to vote for it. And people who read the newspaper voted for it. All right. Best breakfast. The winner. Who you guys think? Anybody want to throw in the comments out there? Who won best breakfast? Anybody? We'll make this an interactive thing. Anybody want to throw out a comment of who they predict will be Star Advertiser's best breakfast? The people voted. And they picked best breakfast. Anybody? We'll get the massage later. Nobody picking breakfast. Nobody's eating breakfast. Nobody's eating breakfast anywhere in the new world. We're all getting takeout. Okay, well, the winner is Koa Pancake House. Shocker, right? Koa Pancake House, that's going to be the one. Kaka'ako or Ward. Breast breakfast, yes. Good. There's the rim job, rim shot. There's one in Kalihi. Best breakfast, Koa Pancake House. Always great to see. Get the Okomoko pancake. And that's it. I haven't been to one in forever because it's always packed with either tourists or a bunch of old people who just go and get senior coffee from somewhere. Now you're getting what's going on. So all the old people voted, and they voted for a Koa Pancake House. In second place, though, here's another shocker. Over Easy in Kailua. I haven't been to Kailua in I don't know when, but Over Easy in Kailua, runner-up, and then Cinnamon's in Kailua. Well, we'll get to Moke's in a bit, but why does everybody like to go to breakfast in Kailua? Have we figured that out? Does anybody know why is Kailua the place to go for breakfast? Can anyone explain? It's really hot out here. But still, please. Okay, Over Easy, I've never been to Over Easy. Let's go to the next one. How is the breakfast? Do they? Or do they love brunch? But then the women love brunch. Who loves what? With breakfast comes best bakery. So, best bakery in Honolulu. What do you guys think? What do you think it would be? Would it be a unknown breakfast? Yes, women love brunch. Guys, I don't know which guys you want to chime in. Anybody out there that likes brunch as a man? It's 2020. I mean, you know, you can accept it. Best bakery, Laliha Bakery. Close. Laliha Bakery wins for the thing, the chocolate. See, I don't even go to Laliha Bakery. Last time I went to Laliha Bakery was like drunk after clubbing to get like really bad pancakes. Cocoa Puffs is what they're called. Thank you. Thank you, Deska. Cocoa Puffs, Lilia Bakery. And of course, runner-up is, what's the best place for runner-up? Is Napoleon's Bakery. Napoleon's Bakery, the local people, they love the Naples. They love the commercial with Napoleon that still probably plays. They love all of that. They love the donuts. They love that Reese's peanut butter chocolate donut. They love it all. And the old people, they get the senior coffee when they were able to go inside. Some Zippies, you can go inside still, right? Ted's is a great one. Did not make the top three because in third place was Cam Bakery. That's the real, that's the street one. That's the people of the street. We love Cam Bakery. The poi donut, chocolate glazed donut. Oh, Lana, we're going to get to that. Don't worry. They dominate that category. Cam Bakery, also known factoid, people that don't know, getting back to women and brunch, if you want to make a cake that's a little questionable, Liliha Bakery. Not sorry. Cam Bakery. They make the questionable cakes, if you know what I'm talking about. The genital cakes. I'll leave it at that. If you need one for your get-together of under five people. Oh, no, we can't meet anymore. Sorry. Nobody goes out. Make the genital cake for yourself at home. No one's hanging out with anybody. Let's go. Next one. Best bento. Anybody got an idea? Best bento. Before I toss this thing. Best bento. Cake shaped like Botos. Yes, thanks, Sky. Thanks for being obvious. Anybody with an idea? Best bento. No one's meeting anybody anywhere. No one's going to get any bento cake for anyone. But they can eat a bento. Shout out to Honolulu Hale for their bentos. And we all know that they got them from Ige's. I know that was a... Sugoi is a great bento. Did not make the top three. That was a great choice. The winner, Zippy's always a great... Zippy's is always for the win. But it is not for the win. As best bento is K's bento. People fan of K's bento. Anybody go to K's bento? Nijia is another one. Did not make the top three. K's bento. Best bento in Honolulu. The local people have spoken. K's bento. I have never been there. So, screw it. Runner-up is Mama Ya. Sounds like a Korean bar. I've never been there. Multiple locations. That was well over 69 months ago. But I'm just saying that these places are probably out in Central Side. Is K's out Central Side? Mama Ya? I don't even know where that is. But then someone's going to shame me on here that they do know where it is, obviously. And that came in running up. We also have third place. Third place, Old Reliable. Best bento in Honolulu, 7-Eleven. I can pull this up. I'm not making this up, okay? I got these papers marked, okay? I got these things all written down. I got papers. I got these things, right? This is all legit. I'm not just throwing this up, okay? Atlanta, wait, it gets worse. Best Chinese food. People fan of the Chinese food? 7-Eleven, now let's not count the chickens before they hatch. Okay, Kevin? They won one award. We got more to come. Best Chinese. People like the Chinese? Okay, finally, someone that says defending K's bento. All right, thank you. All right, because I don't. Orange chicken for the win. Chinese food. Who's eating Chinese food? Shout out Lazy Susans. Shout out not being able to do that under regulations. So just throwing that out there. Shout out to no parties at the Chinese Jade Dynasty, which happened to be the winner. The winner of the best Chinese food in Honolulu, Jade Dynasty. Ala Moana, there's like 1,000 people there. All the time, well, there was. Sunday, pack, dim sum. What Chinese person does not like dim sum? Let's pose that question. Can I make that a survey on the IG story? Jade Dynasty, congratulations to best Chinese in Honolulu. And everybody's there. So, of course, they're going to vote for Jade Dynasty. So, right? Runner-up is Happy Days. Happy Days, that's kind of key, right? Local people love... I can't state that any further. Local people love the Panda Express. I'll leave it at that. And then third place is Little Village. Little Village with the catchy commercial. People don't believe that I'm pulling these things out, all right? I got these things. I got these papers, all right? This is not some kind of a rigged situation. Let's pull this up. Right here. It's right here. Jay Dynasty. You see that? Jay Dynasty won. This is legit information, right? This isn't like some Facebook article. This is legit. Legit information. Wow, shout out. Once again, I have to shout out the best IG handle of all the land. Did You Fun is here with a underrated gem of Kaneohe. Quinoa. Quinoa with the shrimp canton. People fans of that? It's really hot out here. Let's go to a thing that you would think the younger people would like. The hipsters, they love it. Best coffee shop. What's the best coffee shop we got on island? Right? Are we looking at a great, like, you know, someplace that's hip? Are we looking like, you know, Morning Glass? Are we looking at Arvo? It's my house. Are we looking at, what else is there? Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf? Right? Okay, but we're looking at best coffee shop. Now, if you're Honolulu, if you're local people, shout out Ali'i Coffee. Yes? If you're local and you want coffee and you're old, where do you go? I'll let that sink in. Just let it. No. The winner for best coffee shop of 2020, Starbucks. McDonald's is close, but did not qualify. Shout out qualify. Did not qualify as a coffee shop. Runner-up is Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. That's kind of a shocker because that's kind of the younger people. But then I guess the older people are starting to migrate to that South Shore market in Kaka'ako. They got to go somewhere after McDonald's. So they're going to go there and they're going to go get Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. That's runner-up. And then here's one. Is it the worst coffee? And then the third, which one? Starbucks? We all know that Starbucks sucks. And the third one is Green World Coffee. Green World Coffee Farm in Wahiwa. Now, I have no idea what the hell that is. So please, West Side, I know West Side's the best side, the only side. Can you tell me what the hell is Green World Coffee Farm? Is that a store? Is that an actual farm that we go to pick the coffee beans up, like, you know, Juan Valdez or something, and then we just pick it up and we grind it ourselves and we look at it? Not bad. You seriously went there? All right. I'm pulling these out. You know, this doesn't hold well, much like Honolulu's doing right now, handling this virus. It's not holding up. Okay, it's not holding up. Last time I drove to Wahiwa, I kind of remember this. This was in 2008 when I went to Maui Mike's Chicken. No, is that Wahiwa? Yeah, 2008. Just saying. Yes, Kanoa, shout out Central Side for the win. Best coffee shop is Starbucks. Old people, they get it right each and every time. Oh, and here's one. Best diner. Now, there's no best plate lunch in this thing. There is best diner, okay? Diner, drive-through, or drive-in, and dive. So, if you take a look at that, who is the best? The best diner. Now, think this over, local people, and people watching online. What's the best diner of Honolulu when you think diners? When you think of diners from the local people, what do you think? Anybody got... That's a trek, Kanoa. I don't know if I can do it. Anybody thinking of the best diner right now? Close. Zippy's is in there, but Zippy's is going to be in another realms later. Best diner. Anybody? No? Okay, you guys gotta sing it with me. There ain't nothing finer than Big City Diner. Come on. Yes, Sky Cameron, that's why I have you on the show. Big City Diner, of course, will always win the best diner until they file for bankruptcy. They will be the best diner now serving curbside pickup. Or are they letting people in now? Are people can actually sit in the diner? I mean, but ain't nothing finer than Big City Diner. There was a commercial Big City Diner like long time ago, like maybe mid-90s, where they had, yes, everybody's paid to get in this thing, where they had Jim Leahy, shout out him, saying that Big City Diner had the best poke of all time. Jim Leahy. Anybody agree with that? Big City Diner, best poke of anywhere. Shout out Jim Leahy, but are we really going to Jim Leahy for poke analysis? And then, of course, the runner-up. Hopefully, he's COVID-free now. Rainbow Drive-In. Hopefully, they are COVID-free. Rainbow Drive-In, runner-up. And then, of course, everyone's favorite. When you think of great plate lunch, when you think of quality, superior quality plate lunch, what do you think? Well, superior in quality and plate lunch don't really go in a sentence, right? But I digress. L&L Drive-In. L&L Drive-In, third. Everyone's favorite. Not really. It's not. I haven't heard anyone ever say L&L's great. But L&L. Richie's is always going to be in our heart. Richie's is always going to be right here in our heart. Hungry Lion. Wow, Hungry Lion. Shout out to Michael Jackson eating there before his concert. Factoid. Or after, I don't know. But yes, L&L was third place. Big City Diner wins Best Diner. Rainbow's runner-up. L&L Drive-In. Whatever. Then we go to donuts. Donuts is a very strange category for Hawaii because Hawaii people like donuts, but donut stores never really last here. That's why they close Hungry Lion. Donut stores never really make it here. Like Dunkin' Donuts has arrived, and then they would shut down, and then they would arrive again, and then they shut down, and then they're back again, right? And then everybody goes for donuts like at, shout out Zippy's, but everybody goes for donuts at like a supermarket, glazed donut, chocolate donut. The winner of best donuts, though, Dunkin' Donuts. It's just they're the little engine that could. Dunkin' Donuts, they open, they close, they open, and I'm telling you, this is it. Let's pull this out, shall we? Dunkin' Hawaii, it's called. All right, take a look at this. The star advertised, you know, you old people, I don't know how you guys read these newspapers, but it's very flimsy paper. See, Dunkin' Donuts. Tabs, you see? See, I did research on this. So, I think the paper's like the ink is coming off of this thing, too. It's like I got like, it's like I'm in a coal mine or something. The ink is literally coming off here. So Dunkin' Donuts, one, best donut. Second place, the perverts over at Purvey. Second place, finally. You know, Brion, you're never on here, but I just want to say personally to you, I miss you. And secondly, it's perverts, bro. Come on. But yes, Purvey should have won best donut. Easily Purvey should have won. But old people don't go to Purvey Donuts because, one, it sounds very explicit. And then, two, they're not going to know where that is. It's not in the mall. Third place is a place that the old people do like to go to, and that's Makali Shopping Center, and that is Donut King. Is it Donut King? Is that in Makali Shopping Center? I just made that up. Donut King won third place. I don't know. Did you fight, really? You're a fan of Donut King? I've never been. Where is Donut King? Is that by the airport? I just use that as like my go-to. Like, is it by the airport? Lalia Bakery did not make it. Lalia Bakery did make Best Bakery. Is Donut King in Market City? The ink is really coming off this thing, like, a lot. So, just want to say. All right. Enough donuts and coffee. Let's go to something. Let's go to a heavy hitter before I bring Sky on here. Let's go on with Best Hamburger. Now, hamburger. This is a heavy hitter situation. People, they love the burgers. Even the vegans love it. Who's got to change their name? You would think, but they did it as a joke and it's working. Best hamburger. The winner. Who would be the best hamburger? Anybody got an idea? No? Has everyone just checked out of this whole thing already? I don't blame you. But the best burger, the best. Shout out Hamburger Mary's. Now, When did Hamburger Mary's, we can't have Five Guys anymore. We can't, Five Guys now be turned to Four Guys. Hey, shout out regulations. Hamburger Mary's was like late 90s or something when that ended. I'm not really sure. But it was not Hamburger Mary's. It was Teddy's Burger. Teddy's Bigger Burger. Ain't nothing finer than Teddy's Bigger Burger. That one, best burger. Runner up. Local stalwart. W&M Burger. Right by City Mill, while I have. The local people, they love that. They love the W&M burger, I tell you. Yeah, it is. I'll leave it at that. And then third place, the Counter Burger, formerly owned by Daniel Day Kim. Shout out to him and malaria medicine. The Counter. I've been there a couple times, and I'm sorry, I don't like the checklist and like you have a billboard. W&M, I'm a fan of W&M, so I don't know anybody saying, are you guys saying overrated? Let me tell you, W&M, it's simple, it's to the point. It is a parking lot nightmare, but the COVID burger is actually at the counter because Daniel Day Kim got it. He took his what was it called? That malaria medicine? And then he's all excited. He doesn't even own the counter, so I don't even know why I'm associating Daniel Day Kim with the counter. But he was, and it's in Kahala Mall, and I'm not going there. So before I bring Sky on, I just want to shout out that there are some local businesses that have one, and they give product placement. Like this. Look at this. Swiss Inn Salad Dressing. Shout out to them for winning Best Salad Dressing of Honolulu. Who the other people are? Does anybody know? Anybody care? But they won, all right? So shout out, Swiss Inn. It's kind of like a, kind of a, on the spices, it's got a kick to it. So if you guys want your dressing, you know, you want to pour something on you, something, I'll leave it at that. It's got a kick, Swiss Inn Dressing. Shout out to them. And now it's time, let's get some analysis on. You want to eat dinner, let me tell you something, all right? Hold on. Let's go and bring somebody on here. Where are you? Waiting for our food expert, our expert of experts. Just the guy to share the screen.
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Oh. Here we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Let me just say this. Okay, Sky, welcome. I gave you the first, this was the first seven, first eight winners here. Any thoughts on this? Do you agree, disagree? Do you just want to say, just the hell with it, we just go eat?
What do you want to do? I mean, you know, that whole diner, drive-in, like, you know, do you know anybody that eats at, like, Big City Diner?
I've never eaten at Big City Diner. Jim Leahy has.
Hey, shout out to a friend of the show and a good friend of ours, Sean Iman. He loves Rainbow
Drive-In. Oh, him again?
Yep. He loves Rainbow Drive-In.
Sean, you know what?
Hate Sean, Rainbow Drive-In.
Sean's a fan of Rainbow Drive-In, right? It's COVID free. They cleared them out. They burned the people. Right. The guys who had the COVID at Rainbows, what, Kapalulu, right. They got rid of them all. Sean, you can go back. So that's fine.
I got to ask you this, though, for plate lunch.
Yeah.
What would you rather eat at? Gun to your head. You got to eat at Rainbows or L&L? Which one you got to eat?
Ooh. Okay, so I'm gonna do the Frank De Lima commercial with Wisteria. Do I need to go to Wisteria or do I need to go to Casey Drive-In? So do I need to go to L&L? A Rainbow Drive-In. Well, do I get COVID or do I just get hepatitis? I gotta go Rainbows because L&L's trash. Yeah. It's total L&L's trash.
The worst. I think it's the worst.
Anybody says L&L is great, get out of here. All right. We'll send you the Schraub right now. Send you by the COVID people.
L&L is so trash that they can afford to give out the free plate lunches.
Correct. Right. That's what they're doing. They're going. They're buying ads in this damn thing, and they're giving people 25-cent plate lunches at Walmart, which
for real.
Just cleaned, by the way. So for forget it. Okay, so yeah, Rainbow's all they got it, Sean. All right, so what about breakfast? What you thought about breakfast here?
You know what? I gotta say that I was really bummed out that our friend, close friend, and friend to the show, Kilda yes. Warren and Moke's bread and breakfast was not.
Moke's bread and breakfast, yeah.
I think they deserve to be on that list.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
everything made from scratch, right? Over there,
right.
They make their own bread, everything done from scratch. I think that plays good. And a shout out to another friend to the show, Leanne Wong, Coco Head Cafe. You know, but nobody's eating there. No one, you know, it's like a destination restaurant. You know,
locals, right. Well, a lot
of locals aren't really eating there so much.
So that, you know, we joke about this every year about no one's eating at these places that win. Well, we can really say no one's really eating at these places because we've got this whole BS going on. So ain't nobody eating anywhere. No one's touching anybody. So Leanne Wong is getting screwed even in another way.
Yeah.
Keola Warren getting screwed in another way.
I agree.
Right? So the old people are just remembering what they voted for last year, basically. This is what it all is. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's another one. What about the burger? What's your favorite burger here?
Well, the burgers, you know, whatever, you know, they're just picking these, you know, W&M is probably, I'd probably eat W&M before Teddy's. How about you?
Okay. You go Teddy's versus number one.
Yeah, I'd probably eat at W&M before Teddy's, but hey, yeah. Shout out to two burger places, Square Barrels.
Yes.
They make a solid burger.
Excellent burgers there.
And the Daily.
Shout out to the Daily, yes. The All Shoot Up Encore Saloon.
I think those are two underrated spots for burgers.
I totally agree. Yes, which got because old people don't go there. Because where are they? Downtown. Old people are not going to downtown. First, they don't know where for park.
Yeah.
And then they scared somebody going to take the jewelry. And then that's it.
So, you know, they watching too much of the videos where you remember the guy just grabs the old man's money right out of his hand and walks away.
It's happening right now downtown.
Too much of these videos.
Shout out to people eating outside on Hotel Street. Okay, so.
Besides you buying the high-end bento from, I saw you on Miro Kaimuki flexing with that
delicious. Oh, wait a minute. Bento. Hey.
It looked awesome.
Oh, wait a minute. The price point, let me tell you what the retail of that, $14.
I know, it's unreal. It was so much
It's food. Still kind of expensive for a bento.
Hey, but still, yeah, like, it looked good, right?
Yes, it was good.
But
okay,
I don't
good bento.
See you as a bento guy. You don't eat, like, bentos, now you.
You know what, I'm just lucky I can eat, okay? I'm just lucky I can make a dollar out of 15 cents at this point. All right, so I'm gonna throw some awards at you, and I want you to guess. Here we go, best pizza. Who won best pizza? Take a guess.
I guess if I had to guess, I always think that local people are gonna vote Pizza Hut.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Let's go Pizza Hut.
You are correct.
Bro,
Pizza Hut
love
again.
Hand pizza.
For
what
the win.
Hell,
Pizza Hut. Yes.
So
they love
the
it.
Other two that got on there?
Okay, runner-up was Boston's.
Boston, okay.
Kaimuki. A lot of old people are in Kaimuki. Keep it Kaimuki, Boston's Pizza. And then we got Pieology.
Okay, Pieology. That's
I've never been. Have you been to Pieology? Never been to this? Pieology?
Have you been that?
I've never been to that.
I think the whole niche is that you can put like 50 toppings on one pizza.
Oh, well, there
There's
you go.
There's no limit. Like Master
pizza
P.
Pizza Buffet.
Shout out Master P.
And the old people love Master P, so therefore they're going to go to Pieology. And they're going to put a 50,000 shit on the pizza. So it makes sense. Okay.
I'm still shocked that people, they holding on to that nostalgia for Pizza Hut, man.
Pizza Hut is America's fun. What's the slogan for Pizza Hut? Is there, do you have a slogan?
Pizza Hut. Did somebody fret?
All right. Last one
okay.
For the food. And then I'll get a Hawaiian on.
Right.
Best ramen Simon. What's your guess for best ramen Simon?
I think probably people voted for Shiro's because it's like the dirtiest. did I come close?
Final answer?
Final
Ready?
Answer. I think local people voted for Shiro's.
All right. You are correct. You are correct, sir. You know the local people well. They like dirt.
Right.
That's what
is
they
Shiro's
got.
Still alive?
Shiro's? Where is Shiro's? Shiro's was in Kaimuki long ago.
Shiro's is in Waimalu.
Really?
The original one is in Waimalu.
Oh, therefore, I ain't going to that and enjoy Central Side people.
And I just remember Shiro was in there and he was like 100 years old and that was like 20 years ago.
Well, you know, the reaps of formaldehyde. Great. And rigor mortis setting in.
I figured like Shiro's now, it's like a Weekend at Bernie's situation where he's just...
Just have him propped up, put his body right there. Like,
in the
it's over here.
Be waiting all combo
pizza,
yeah. Okay. Or whatever.
God. All right. Well, I gotta leave you with this one. We forgot
all
to cover this. Best sushi.
Okay. So
who wins best sushi? The local people.
It up to local people.
Yep.
They're gonna vote. Freaking! I know it can't be Genki after the hepatitis. Unless they made a comeback, that would have been the greatest comeback of all time for sushi. So I will say, what do local people like sushi? Let's go with, what's the other rolling counter place?
There's another one, yeah?
Yeah, there's another rotating. It's terrible.
Isn't that like Kuri Kuri Sushi.
Oh,
Kuri
Kuri.
Kuru
Kuru.
Kuru Kuru Hell Kitty. Some bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
That didn't win.
Like lice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Uku's or something.
Take out lice. Curbside pickup.
Uku Sushi. All right.
It did not make the top three. I'm sorry. It did not.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Okay, here we go.
The winner is...
Oh, my God. Is this
sushi
a comeback
universe.
Of the century? They came back from
the
dead. Genki.
Hepatitis, wins. Get out of here. Hawaii people forget. Right. Genki sushi wins. And then runner up, Yanagi. Yanagi wins. It's in reverse, everybody, I know. And then we got our favorite Kozo.
Kozo!
Kozo desu ka? Dakimasu.
Bruh, okay, I'm gonna stand up now. I'm gonna go jump off my balcony. I'm gonna jump off the balcony right now.
Yeah. So I think Genki won for several years after. I think they came out of the hepatitis thing. Like, nobody cares. Local people don't care.
Yeah, it's people still eating Manila scallops.
Yes. I tell you right now, for the record, okay, we got this COVID thing going on right now. If we fast forward, if we get the vaccine, whatnot, to 2022, nobody gonna remember any of this. And they're all gonna go back to what they were doing and all the stuff they were complaining about. Now they're gonna do it in 2022.
Yo.
That's why. This is why.
Because yeah, I like Genki. But you're telling me that they're all gonna be eating Genki sushi listening to R. Kelly?
That's a stretch, but we can dream. All right, so that sums up this.
Hey, Rob, thank you for having me on.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're welcome. The
Hawaiian says.
We'll see what the Hawaiian says, because I'm just going to throw out random ones right now. But yeah, the food was pretty trash. I'm ready to toss this thing.
There was one on there that is one of my favorites, which is Best Catering, right? And Best Catering, okay. I got to say, it is always a funeral, right? Because that's the only time we eat.
Okay, let's go to Best Catering. You want to know?
Because, well, my vote every year is Ige's. Because every time I eat Ige's, I think somebody died.
That's the best one. Ige's wins. They're cheap. $8 a head. And then funeral. You got to get shoyu chicken, rice. I got it. Yes, but Ige's... I really don't want to skim through this because, like, the ink is melting off this thing.
Okay.
But Ige's is in here. I don't think they won, though. I don't think Ige's won.
Well, Ige's is the only one I can think of, but I love the fact that they have the Hawaii's Best Caterer. So, anyways.
Yes. They always perfume.
I want the Hawaiian to comment on the
caterer. Yeah, the Hawaiian's got something to say.
But, okay,
okay, so thank you.
We'll see you.
Thank you, brother. Yes. Shout out to Sean Diamond as well.
To the new Nas album.
Okay, bye. All right, there you have it. Let's bring on the Hawaiian for part two already. I want to go eat. Everybody wants to go eat. Where is he? Let's go to Kevin. Where are you? Let's finish this manifesto. Where are you now? What is this? Are you in your garden?
Yes.
I've never seen you with a white background before. Did you just paint your house?
Oh, yes. You can have a house.
Congrats to homeowners. All right. Congrats to mortgages.
Right. Yes, underground hip hop does pay, guys. Do it right.
No, it doesn't.
Get a job.
Okay. Please get a job. To summarize this, get a job. All right, this no matter. All right, get employed. Okay, you ready?
Ready, bro. What we got going? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody on this thing. All 10 people.
Yeah, all -10 people on this thing. All right.
Yes, there is a new Nas album. I didn't listen yet, but we'll see.
I forgot who he was. Okay. Best dentist. Who do you think is best dentist in Honolulu?
Best dentist, bro. Hotel Street.
Hotel Street is the best dentist. The street. The street of Hotel Street is the best dentist. When you talk dentistry, you talk...
Let's see. Best dentist. Dr. Kurihara.
You're actually close.
All you have to do is name a Japanese name. A Japanese name, at least two syllables.
Okay, well, you're close.
Dr. Nakamura.
Too many syllables. This one is a one-syllable. This is a one-syllable Chinese man.
Oh, Uehara. No, Chinese.
Think Chinese.
Dr. Lau.
Lau is close. No, keep going.
Chinese Dr.
Like
Yip. Dr. Yip.
Good answer.
Dr. Yip, Dr. Lai. Dr. Lai.
Dr. Lai?
Yeah.
No, because the truth says... Is Dr. David Ching. He's the best.
Ching! How did I not get Ching? Look at that, brother.
He's the best dentist in Honolulu, everyone. Go you see this guy.
You know what?
This
you know what?
Guy. Not her.
She's sleeping. Dr. Yeah, Ching. Brother Ching. All right. Look at that smile.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
He don't drink coffee.
He does not. No, he drinks tea.
There you go. Congratulations, Dr. Ching. Dr. Chong is next. And Dr. Wing is the third one.
Okay, so we got to get to this one. I just skimmed in. This is very in the news right now.
All right, here we go.
A lot of people are dying, so I don't know how much they're going to be staying in business. This senior living facility.
Oh, wow.
Somebody. You think senior living. Macaron Yard. COVID.
Diamond Head Mortuary.
That's close.
Oh, hey, hey.
We're talking about the senior citizens, the seniors, the people who voted on this.
I don't know.
They get this paper from the nurse in the morning.
Cool, Kitty Medical Center, bro. Art,
and then they make scrapbooking, and then they make a vote. And the vote is a vote.
And they go sleep at 4 o'clock. Kahala Nui. Kahala Nui.
Okay, it's close. That came in third place. Third place. Okay. Alava Housing is 2.
Alava Housing almost made it. Fourth place.
God, the ink of this paper is really.
Temple Valley.
This is really cheap paper. This is really cheap. Okay. The winner is here we go. The Plaza.
The Plaza. Waikiki.
Yes, Waikiki.
There we go.
Which is the best place to have a senior living place in Waikiki. It's just because you've already got crap over there anyway. And let's just put them in there. Let's get the disease mutate.
Put them in, put them out.
And then second was Craigside.
Oh, okay, yeah, we know where all that is.
Citizens, they're in trouble over there. Everybody's sick over there.
Someone got mad at me for posing that question. Did you know that?
What?
On Facebook, I was like, okay, if all these old people aren't going anywhere, how are they getting sick? So it must be the nurses coming in, bringing it in to them.
Oh, got
it. And then one of my kind of like acquaintances, I guess, I don't know if he's like a good friend, he got all nuts, bro. He got all nuts. I was like,
relax. Okay, relax. There we go.
I was like, get the swab, my boy. Get the swab.
Get the swab. Put them right in the nose.
Right in there, buddy.
Like that.
Jam. Yeah.
I love your background, though. This is like, I feel like we need to talk about gardenry or something. I like the tree over there.
You know what we do? Upscaling, son.
All right. Okay. You haven't said son in a while. All right. Okay, yeah. Here's another one. That's in the news. Here's another one. Wait.
Shut up. Here we go.
Here we go. Best health insurance.
Oh, AIG.
Who's the best health?
Island Insurance.
Health insurance, not car insurance, bro. Health insurance. I saw that. Shout out kids running up the stairs.
Shout out to the kids running up and down.
That's it for the KK. Okay, so what? Let's go.
Best health insurance. HMSA, of course.
Oh, HMSA all day, COVID.
There you go.
HMSA.
Oh, see, I got the answer. It's HMSA. The service people, the guys who bring the food.
Well, HMMA with a kind of a shocker there.
HMMA, Kaiser. Oh, that all makes sense. That's all logical. HMSA. Right.
Well, they should because they got the most cases. So they should.
Quest? How about Quest?
Quest. Oh, Quest for the win, huh?
Quest for the win, bro.
Okay, here we go. Best garage door.
What? Wait, what? Are you serious?
When you think garage door installation. You have a house. I don't have a garage door. You have a house. I have a condo.
Wait, what?
Best garage door installation. When you want to get your installation done right.
Oh, Diamond Head Windows.
No. When you think of garage door installation.
Sears.
They closed long ago, bro. You ready?
Martin.
I'll just give it to you. You're not going to get this.
Yeah, who's going to get this?
It is Takase.
Oh.
Takase Doors and Services.
They paid for that, number one.
Too soon. And then you got Raynor overhead doors.
Hey, that's Raynor. The homies right there. Shout out to them.
You great, you know them, yeah. Of course, you know you got L&L, so you might as well have H&H.
Hey, there you go. H&H. Shout out to Lele Devers. I just shouting out people that's on here.
Oh, okay, good. Good. You're saving this live. Okay.
Shout it out.
You got kids, right? Yeah, you got kids for the kids. Best tutoring center.
What? Tutoring center?
Tutoring.
What is it called? Konami. No, what is it? Not Konami.
Konami?
Not Konami. What is it called? Kumon. Thank you, honey lady.
Kumon. Okay, I wasn't even looking at the one. I just was throwing it out at you. All right. So the winner is Trio.
Huh?
Trio, windward side.
Oh, east side for the win. East side for the win.
Oh yeah, that's east side.
Never heard it because my kids are brilliant out the womb. There you go.
Okay, bias. Okay, and then the third place is Dr. Takahashi Juku.
Oh, that's the homie. Shout out to Dr. Takahashi the Juku. Juku. Hi. Office desk.
Yeah. Okay, here's something that's really going on. Really, this is a very busy business right now.
Okay, here we
go. Best travel agency.
Oh, there we go, bro. Everybody out of business.
They're on fire right now. DDIO.
You know, I was about to say the same thing. DDIO is rolling in the grave. DDIO is, I told you guys, long time already.
Well, it's nonstop travel.
Probably
right out of business.
So they're changing the name to Stop Travel? Travel.
There you go. Shout out to Contra Codes.
There you go, Kili.
Nobody's going to Vegas, bro.
I feel sorry for those, bro. They should get some kind of help. The vacation places, bro.
Vacation Hawaii should get help.
They hurting, guarantee.
Everybody's hurting, bro.
Yeah, we all hurting.
Okay, so I'll leave you with this. Okay, because I want to go eat, and this went way over time than what I thought. So. Sorry, I told you it's gonna come out like at 6:15. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't understand what I have to put on hold for this.
I digress. I'm sorry.
I was watching a Channel 4 news, bro.
I took you away from something you didn't need to see. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Let's end with this. Best massage.
Oh, there
you go. Best massage in Honolulu. When you want to talk about a massage.
So it doesn't include self massage, right? No self massage.
I got one more before the massage. Let that sink in your head as I go search for the other one.
Best massage, bro. Any Korean bar, back room. There we go.
They're all closed, bro.
Oh, they're all closed, bro. COVID.
They're all closed.
Best massage. You know what? I don't know. You tell me. I go to the beach and I get massaged by the waves. So
Kanaka.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, bro. Okay, here. The winner is this gal.
Oh. Hey, how you doing, Tiffany?
There you go. The rating just went up right now, bro.
Tiffany's time massage. Oh,
Tiffany, can touch me or?
Yep, oh, Tiffany. It. How much for touch over there? Oh.
$69, bro.
Oh.
That's how much it is. God.
Tiffany's time massage got first place.
Yep.
That sounds straight illegal.
It's not legal at all.
Who's running the newspaper now? Billy Conoy.
And for our last one of the evening.
That's what the kids do. The kids do that.
Do they do that?
The kids do that, just dance like that.
All right.
Okay, here we go. What's the next one? Hold on, bring it on.
Before this ship fully sinks, let's look at this. The final award for tonight. The final
award
for you tonight, okay? All right.
Best pest control.
Oh! Who's winning best pest control?
I better say the right answer or my head is all like that, brother. I'm going to plead no contest on this one. Plead the fit.
I plead the fit. Got it.
I like my life. I love the people in my life. I appreciate... Oh, look at you. You
look this ink is coming off this paper. What is that? It's like cheap paper. Remember this predator?
You're jumping the AEW feed right now or something. What are you, Catholic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait. Sorry. Is this Catholic or Hare Krishna? I don't know.
Catholic. Catholic got the ass like
baseball.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You catch the pass, bro.
Okay. Pass control. Okay, you ready for the winner?
There is no winner.
Congratulations to our finalists. Because you know why? Who ran Kamaaina Pest Control?
Oh, my. Wait. Who won?
Nobody won.
Wait, so they had the category, but no
one. Nobody won. Look at that. Congratulations to our finalists. No one won.
Oh. Because tell you why, they won. Oh,
who won? We know Kamaaina Pest Control won. Who owns Kamaaina Pest Control?
Oh. Your favorite gangster and ours.
I don't really like
it. Oh, you look nuts, cuz. Take it off.
Yeah, see? I go in China.
How's that?
I'm telling you, this ink is coming off. Like, this is really cheap old star advertiser. You get out of here with this. Okay, this is it. I'm tossing this thing.
Throw it over.
That's littering.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have a winner because it's Misky, right? He owns Kamaya Troy.
Yeah. Throw it away, bro. So he won, and then he got arrested, so they couldn't, like, say nothing.
They can't put him in there. But, like, people who just tuning in now, they're, like, thinking, like, I got in a fight.
Because Misky would punch him right through the screen, bro. Boy.
Right, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, black eye,
okay. This black really is a sign that we got to shut this down.
All okay, right, so, shut it down. What's the last thing, bro?
This concludes. I want to say, before we go, shout out your deliveries. You're going out to the west side. Central side, we're delivering the laptops, bro. We got how many, what's the total count right now? How many laptops have we delivered thus far?
36.
Okay, 36 flavors. All right, 36 chambers. So we got 14 more to
go? Yeah, roughly. Maybe 32. 32 to 36, I think we delivered. We have 10 more. I got to find 10 more to buy. So we got roughly anywhere from 4 to 6 we have to deliver it still yet.
Okay. So we're going to continue that on this week. We're going to find more nominations. I think we got nominations already, but...
we do.
So we're good with that. And shout out to you taking care of the West Side.
Shout out to you taking care of the Kalihi side.
I love Kalihi. I'm buying a monster home, bro. I invite you when we can.
Your monster home, which is you.
Yeah, monster home. I see, like, this is the room.
They will highlight my monster home, boo.
Here's room number 8, room number 7, 6. Yeah.
The jade blue tile, the jade blue Chinese tile on top.
I like your tile right now. I like your house. I like this. You like that?
This is a touch of a woman. This is not a manly touch. This is a womanly touch.
No, I like it though. It gives you character. It humanizes you a little bit.
Oh,
because we just know you're this tough guy.
Oh, nice.
Black guy.
Oh, I can punch you through the screen.
Right. I don't know why I have so much ink. This is really bad. But screw it.
You look good. You look more tired now. You look more tired now.
Yeah, working in the coal mine. Forget it. Okay.
For the cakey, everybody. For the cakey. That's how we do it.
For the cakeys, continue on. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
For the nominations, we still got 14 more to go, I guess, or double digits. I'm going to keep going with that.
And just to let people know that the reason why it's taking so long is because, one, we're meeting everybody. We're, like, literally driving to them. Two, correct. There's no laptops to buy. Yes, I spend $600-$900. If I buy everybody Alienware laptops so they can go gaming at the
We're not buying Alienware. Get out of here with that. We're not buying these laptops so they can go play Gears of War.
Yeah.
Or Grand Theft Auto 5 modded.
Yeah.
Or
Tony Hawk 1 and 2.
Yeah. I gotta wipe my face. I got too much ink on my face.
That's the reason why we're buying more laptops looking for. Now we're looking at for laptops under 300. Used to be under 2.
Yeah.
Now it's 3. Thank you for the extra money. We have the budget now.
Right.
And that's about it.
That's it. Yeah, All right. This show went way over time.
All right.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's go eat.
Okay, everybody, go eat. All right.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.